Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shir. This is the second segment on the topic of Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus HaLeolam Vod. And now we're going to come to a hakdara of what Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus HaLeolam Vod is. Les man depolik, everybody would agree to the sheet of the Rambam, as we saw in the previous shir. This is based on the Shiurei HaRav, Perek Gimel, Siman Gimel. That Amiras Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus HaLeolam Vod is not chelif miguf ha-chefetz of kriyasha. And therefore, you have to say it belachash, as we see in Pesachim, and af nun vav amir aleph, b'os ha-shah, pasach Yaakov avinu, v'amir Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus HaLeolam Vod. Amir Rabbanan. So the rabbi said, what are we going to do now? Namrinu, if we say it, we can't. Lomru Moshe Rabbeinu. Lo namru, if we're not going to say it, we can't. Amru Yaakov, we can't not say it. Yaakov said it. So we say it quietly. So l'chora, the Yikra Shakal Atari in the Gemara needs understanding. What's this saying it b'chashai? What sort of pshara is it? What sort of compromise is it to say it silently? You're saying it. So it would appear that what the Gemara means is that Moshe lo amaro, in other words, since Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus HaLeolam Vod in the parish of Kriya Shema that's written in the Torah, so that means that it's not included in the Chefetz of Kriya Shema Kichsava. And that's what the Gemara says. How are we going to say it? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it. And Memela, it's not included in Kriya Shema Kichsava. Not to say it, we also can't do, because Yaakov did say it. So the Gemara concludes that since it's not said as part of Kriya Shema Kichsava, it's not part of the Guf Chetz of Kriya Shema, because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it, and the whole Amira is only because of a Chiyuv Shevach B'fnei Atzma, because Yaakov Avinu did say it, Memela, you have to say it B'lachash, in order that it should be recognizable, that the Amira is not b'toras chelek migufa kiyum of kriyashma. It's a kiyum shevach b'fnei atzma. Some poskim say that the pasuk, first pasuk kriyashma, you have to say b'kol ram. So you should see the shinoi between shema, which is b'kol ram, and baruch shem, which is silent. Al kol panim, we see explicitly from the sugi of the Gemara, like the Rambam, that the saying of kriyashma isn't established as part of the Etzem Hamad Bey of Kriyat Shema, like we expanded in the previous year, proving from the Rambam that it's not part of the Madbey of Kriyat Shema. We see like this from the Gemara. It's a Torah Amiras Shevach Bifnei Atzma. If it was part of the Guf of Kriyat Shema, then the sons would have also said it. But the sons didn't. Only Yaakov Avinu said it. So you see, it's not part of the Guf Acheft of Kriyat Shema. That's why it's not in the Torah. But we have to say it al shevach. But this Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus HaLeolam Vod is part of the Guf HaKiyum of Kriya Shema D'Oraisa. And the explanation is, as hopefully we are going to explain in another shir, based on this sefer, that in the midst of Kriya Shema there are two kiyumim. One kiyum of Kriya Shema is din Kriya Kichsava. You have to read Kriya Shema as it's written. And there's another din of Kabbalah Salmach Shemayim that is fulfilled when you read the first pasuk. And we can say that it's true that Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus HaLeolam Vod is not included in the Guf HaKriya Kichsava. Nevertheless, it's mashlim the kiyum of Kabbalah Sva Malchus Shemayim of the first pasuk. And that's learned from the fact that Yaakov Avinu said it, that the Kabbalah Sva Malchus Shemayim of the first pasuk is only nishlam, is only concluded with the saying of Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus HaLeolam Vod. And that the rabbi said to say it belachash is in order that it should be nikkur, that it's not mechlal guf HaKriya Kichsava. Rather, it's a tenai in the kiyum of Kabbalah Sva Malchus Shemayim of the first pasuk. So it's not just b'toras shevach. Yes, there is a shevach involved, but there's more than that. It's mashlim the first pasuk. After you say the first pasuk, in order to be mashlim the first pasuk, that it should be a proper kabbalah samachul shemayim, we say baruch shein kavod machuso le'olam v'ayim. To explain this more, we need to go to a gemara in Pesachim and Daf Nun Amud Aleph. There it says that Olam Hazeh is not like Olam Haba. Olam Hazeh, we write Shem Hashem B'Yud Kei Vav Kei, and we read it Aleph Dalet. Ah, and then Do, and then Noi. But Olam Haba, it's all going to be one. It's going to be written and read Yud Kei Vav Kei. One pasuk says, Zeh Shemili Olam. The pasuk says, Zeh Shemili Olam, Zeh Zechri L'Dor V'Dor. So Shemili Olam implies that my name is Ne'elam, it's hidden. And Zechri, that it's remembered, it's mentioned, it's not hidden. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not written like I'm read. I'm written with Yud Kei, and I'm read with Aleph Dalet. So the Shmi, the Olam, is the Yud Kei, and the Zichri is the Aleph Dalet. So we see from the Gemara that in Olam Hazeh, Kriyas Shem is not Kichsivaso, the Lashon Havoya, rather Adnus. So if that's the case, then how are you Yotzei Kriyashma? Kichsava. Kriyashma is not Kichsava. How's it written? It's written Yud Kei Vav Kei, and we're reading it with Shem Adnus. So how are you Yotzei Kriyashma? The explanation is that possibly that's what we learn from the pasuk of Zeh Shmi and Zeh Zechri, that even though you're reading it b'lashon adnos, you're still yotze, because the shem has to be hidden, and the yud kei vav kei, and it's only read aleph dalet. So yes, be yisod kiyumo, you have a kiyum of shem adnus, and it's not a kiyum of shem havaya. Nevertheless, it's gezeres hakasev, that whenever shem havaya is written, you're yotzei dechavasa b'shem adnus. So one way of dealing with it is, they're saying it's a problem. Problem is, how are yotzei kriyashma kichsava? And you're not reading it kichsava. You're reading adnus when it says yishem yud kei vav kei. So the answer is that there's a special gezeres hakasev, that you're Makayim Yud Kei Vav Kei when you read it B'Shem Atnas. Or we can go on a different derech, and we can say that you learn from this pasuk of Zeh Shmi Lolam Zeh Zichri, that even when you're maskered B'Shem, B'Shem Atnas, there's a chalos kiyum of Shem Havoya. Since the Zeh Zichri, which is Shem Atnas, is B'Yisodo Zecher V'Derech, to express the Zeh Shmi in this world, therefore, when you say Shem Adnus, when you say, even though you're pronouncing it Adnus, that's the kiyum of Havoya. The Zeh Zichri is the way of remembering, of expressing the Zeh Shmi in this world. It emerges, therefore, according to this, that even when you say Shem Adnus, that's no different from the Ikar Chalos Shem of the Shem HaMefurish that the Kohen Gadol said in Yom Kippur. And Be'ikr Chalos Kiyumo, when you're saying this name, you're actually fulfilling, remarkably, what the Kohen Gadol did on Yom Kippur when he said Shem HaMefurish of Shem Havoya. Well, Be'emes, it would appear that it's a Machlokas HaPoskim. The Shulchan Aruch writes that Yichavim Birchaso Perish Anilos, Kshaski Hashem Yichavim Perish Kriyaso, Ba'adnus Shu Adon HaKol, Yichavim Biksivaso B'Yud Kei, Shu Hayo V'Yeh. And the makor of the Shulchan Aruch is in the Torah. So according to the Mechaber, when you say Aleph, when you say Shem Adnos, you have to be Mechaber to Shem Havoya. The Gra argues, and he says no. And when you say Shem Adnas, all you have to have kavana for is Shem Adnas. You don't have to kavana of Hayahovaviyya, of Shem Havaya. All you have to have is kavana that he's a donakol of Shem Adnas. When, according to the Gra, do you have to have kavana for Shem Havaya? That's when it comes to the, he learns from Rabbeinu Yonah that that's when it comes to the pasuk, first pasuk of Kriya Shema. Ma'ashenkein, other haskaras, all you have to have is the kavanas hakriya. So we have a machlokas. What's the kavana for Shem Hashem? According to the Machabi, the kavana for Shem Hashem is Hayahove V'yiyah and Adonakol. And according to the Gra, it's only Adonakol. Except in the first pasuk of Kriya Shema, where it's also Hayahove V'yiyah. To explain this machlokas, it would appear pashut that we can say that they're arguing about the yisod chalos kiyum of Shem Adnas that's learned from the pasuk of Zeh Shemin Zeh Zechri, the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch, and most poskim hold that it's true that befoal the name is not written kichsivaso b'shem amafurish. It's read Adnas. It's written Havoya. However, even when you're reading Adnas, you're still Makayim Havaya. And that's what it means. Zeh Shemin, Zeh Zechri. That even when you do the Zeh Zechri, when you mention God's name like you're supposed to in Olam Hazeh, which is Shem Adnas, you're Makayim the Zeh Shemi, the hidden name of God, the Yud Kei Vav Kei. And you have a Kiyam of Shem HaMefurish. And therefore, the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, that the kavana of the Shem is kederach sivasa hayahove v'yiyya. So it's gevaldik. According to the Mechaber in the Torah, when you're saying Shem Hashem, you're mekayim the Shem Havaya. It's as if you're saying the Shem HaMefurish. It's a kiyum of the Shem HaMefurish. Even though you're only saying Adnas, it's a kiyum of the Shem HaMefurish. However, the Gra argues with this, and the Gra says it's not true. Except for the first pasuk, all your kavana is Adnas. You don't have to have kavana for Hayahove V'yiyah. So Lechara would appear that he argues, and he says that Adnas is a Shem Bifnei Atzma. And there's no kiyum of Shem Havaya. And therefore, you want to have kavana, when you have kavana for Perish Shem Hashem, you have to have kavana of Adnas. So that's all with respect to other brachos and haskaras. However, when it comes to the first pasuk of Kriya Shema, everybody agrees that the kavana of Shem of Hayahove V'yiyah is ma'akev, and the Gra writes it explicitly as medayik from Rabbeinu Yonah. So you see that there's a difference according to the Gra between the first pasuk of Kriya Shema and other haskaras. When other haskaras, you have Shem Adnas, and when it comes to the first pasuk of Kriya Shema, you have to have kavan of Shem Havaya as well, just like the Mechaber Paskins always. So what's the Omek HaDvarim? So it would appear that the Yisod HaDvarim is learned from the Chovas Amiris Baruch Shem Kavod Machusa Le'olam Vod. It says in Yuma that it says V'heinu Anu Achor of Baruch Shem Kavod Machusa Le'olam Vod. After they hear the Shem HaMefurish Yotze Mipi HaKohen Gadol, they say Baruch Shem Kavod Machusa Le'olam Vod. And it says in the Gemara Tanya, Rebbe Omer Yishem Hashem Ekra Havu Godel Elokein Ramal HaMoshe L'Yisrael B'shal Sheni Maskir Shem HaShal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Atem Havu Godel. When I mention the name of God, you give greatness to God. Say Baruch Shem Kavod Machusa Le'olam Vod. When I say Shem Hashem, I want you to give greatness to God. The Gemara in Tainus, and Taftezayin Amar Aleph, says that there's a difference between what a person does in Mikdash and what a person does Bigvulin. That Bigvulin, a person answers Amen after every bracha, and in the Mikdash, a person says Baruch Shem Kavod Machuso L'Olam Vod. Says the Gemara, B'med Dvar Mamur Bigvulin, Havol B'Mikdash Einu Ken L'Fi She'Einu Amen B'Mikdash. And Mikdash is no Amen. Uminayin She'Einu Amen B'Mikdash, and Emar Kumu Baruch Hu Es Hashem, Elokeichem, and Olam Ad Olam, Vay Baruch Hu Shem Kavodcha, Umarolam Akol Baruchah V'Tehila. Vela B'Mikdash Ma'u Omer, Baruch Hashem Elokim Elokai Yisrael, Men Olam Ad Olam, Baruch Goral Yisrael. V'Hein Onim Acharav, Baruch Shem Kavod Machusa, Lolam Vod. Rashi says that you learn from the Pasuk. Where it says in the Pasuk, Vayivarach Hu Shem Kavodecha, that means Baruch Shem Kavod Machusa L'Olam Vod. First Kumu Baruch Hu Es Hashem Elokeichem. And then there's not going to be an Amen after you bless God, but rather Vayivarach Hu Shem Kavodecha. That's the Baruch Shem Kavod Machusa L'Olam Vod. So in the Mikdash, it's Baruch Shem. In Gvulin, outside the Beis HaMikdash, it's Amen. Because in the Mikdash, they would be maskir the Shem HaMafurish. So it's Petaris Vayivarach Hu Shem Kavodecha. So you learn from the Pasuk Vayivarach Hu Shem Kavodecha that Askaras Shem Kavodah, which is the Shem HaMafurish, the Havaya is Mechayiv B'Bracha Miuchedis of Shem Kavod, B'Bruch Shem Kavod Machus HaLolam Vod. However, apparently there's a stira in the Gemaras, because in the Gemara in Yumetz Mashma, that when you say Baruch Shem Kavod Machusa L'Olam Vod, after you hear the Shem HaMefurish, Yotze B'Kedusha V'Tarim Pi Kohen Gadol, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, Havu Godel Elokeinu. So the makor is that after you hear the holy name coming out from the Kohen Gadol, you say Baruch Shem, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, Havu Godel Elokeinu. But in the Sugyan Tainis, we learn from Vayivarach Hu Shem Kvodecha, Umarom Kol Bracha V'Tehila. So after you hear God's the blessing, Vayivarach Hu Shem Kvodecha, you say Baruch Shem Kavod Machusa L'Olam Vod. For this God who is exalted above everything. So what's the makor? Well, we have two different psukim to tell you Baruch Shem Kavod Machusa L'Olam Vod. It's Kishem Hashem Ekra and Yuma. And in Tainis, you have Vayivarach Hu Shem Kvodecha. So which one is it? So it would appear, based on the Gemara in Tainis, that in the Mikdash, you don't say Amen Acha Kol Bracha Bracha, you just say Baruch Shem Kvodecha Machusa L'Olam Vod. And we have to understand, it says in Yuma, that Osa Shana, Shemen HaTzadik, Amar Lahem B'Shana Zu, Humeis, Amar Lo Minayin Atayodeya. So Shimon HaTzadik said, this year I'm going to die. They said, how do you know? He told them. He died. V'nimnu Echa B'Kohanim Elvarech B'Shem. They stopped blessing and doing Birkas Kohanim. Rashi says, B'Shem HaMefurish. They weren't Kedai. They weren't on the Madreg anymore. So you see that after Shimon HaTzadik died, they stopped blessing Hashem but the Shem HaMefurish. If so, we have to understand. Not that it says in the Mikdash, they wouldn't answer Amen, they would say Baruch Shem Kavod Machusa L'Olam Vod. But they didn't say the Shem HaMefurish after Shimon HaTzadik died, which is 200 years before the Mishnah. So it's Dochak to establish the Mishnah is talking only about up until the time of Shimon HaTzadik. So it's a Tzarech Iyun Gadol. Since the whole Inyan of Baruch Shem Kavod Machusa L'Olam Vod is because of the Askar of Shem HaMefurish, like we see in the Gemara. So Anicha, before Shimon HaTzadik died, they said Baruch Shem, because they said the Shem HaMefurish. But Achar Misasa, what can you say? Why didn't they say Amen in the Mikdash? Achar Misasa, Vazvarim Tumua Me'od. If the whole vort of saying Baruch Shem is because you hear the Shem HaMefurish, that was only until Shimon HaTzadik dies. What about after Shimon HaTzadik dies? So it seems Muchach from this, that it's true that after Shimon HaTzadik died, they wouldn't mention before the Shem HaMefurish, even in the Mikdash, they would say Shem Adnus. Nevertheless, Shem Adnus in the Mikdash is different than the Shem Adnus in the Gvulin. In the Gvulin, the Iker Kiyim is B'Torah Shem B'Fnei Atzmo of Adnus. And that's what the Torah was Mechadish. That whenever it says Shem Havoya, You're Yotze Yidei Chovas Kriyaso Yidei Amiras Shem Adnus. But Biyasod Chalos Kiyo, but Biyasodo, it has a Chalos Kiyo Bifnei Atzmo. Like the Gras says, that the parish of Havaya is Atnas. Adonakol. Why? Because it's B'Torah Shem Atnas. That's outside of the Beis HaMikdash. But inside of the Beis HaMikdash, yes, it's true after Shimon HaTzadik dies, they would say the Shem B'Kinuyav, they would say Shem Atnas. Nevertheless, they were Mekayim, Shem Havaya. And therefore, we need two psukim to teach us Baruch Shem Kavod Machus HaLol HaMvayad in the Mikdash. In the Sugi and Yuma that they were talking about, where they were masking the Shem HaMefurish, that was Yotze Mipia Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur, there we come Midin Kishem Hashem Ekro Hovu Godel Elokeinu. That's when Kishem Hashem Ekro, when you hear the Shem of Hashem, Shem Yudke Vavke, so then Hovu Godel Elokeinu, then it's Mamish Machai of a grace of Baruch Shem Kavod Machus HaLol HaMvayad. However, in the Sugi and Tainis, they were talking about Pirkas Kohanim in the Mikdash, and this din is talking about even after Shimon HaTzadik died, and they stopped giving Hashem B'Bracha B'Shem HaMefurish, they stopped saying Pirkas Kohanim B'Shem HaMefurish. Nevertheless, we learn from the Pasuk of Baruch Hashem Kvodecho, Roma called Bracha V'Tehillah, that even though they're not maskir before all the Shem HaMefurish, nevertheless, it's enough of a kiyum of Amiras Shem Havoya to be mechayev Baruch Shem Kavod Machus L'Olam Vod, even though before Mikdash is now like Vulin, because even in the Mikdash they're not being blessing Hashem Kichsivas, so nevertheless it's enough with Shem Adnus that said B'Torah Kiyum Shel Bitui Shem Havoya to be mechayev a person to bless his name by saying Baruch Shem Kavod Machus L'Olam Vod. So again, we have two makaros to teach us that you say Baruch Shem. One is when the name comes out of the mouth of the Kohen Gadol, and the other is Birkas Kohanim. So when the name comes, when Shem Hashem comes out of the mouth of the Kohen Gadol B'Kedusha B'Tahara, we say Baruch Shem Kavod Machus HaLolam Vayad, because we're hearing Shem Havaya, and that requires a Baruch Shem. But the Gemara in Tainis is telling us an even bigger chiddush, that even after Shimon HaTzadik died, and now they're saying Birkas Kohanim, they're no longer saying Shem Havaya, they're saying Shem Adnus. Nevertheless, in the Mikdash there's a kiyum of Shem Havaya, and therefore we continue saying Baruch Shem Kavod Machus HaLolam Vayad. And then therefore they have two different makaros. The makor of the Heiliga Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur is Kishem Hashem Ekor Hovu Godel Elokeinu, and the makor for Birkas Kohanim in the Mikdash is the pasuk of that they bless Shem Kvay Varchu Shem Kvodecha, because we're talking, you need two makaros, because we're talking about two different haskaros of Shem Hashem. One is Mamish Havaya, one is Mamish Shem Hashem Kisivasa, and the other is when you're being Kore Shem Hashem with Adnus, but it's a Kiyum of Shem Havaya. So now that we reach this point, we can say more, that the Din of Amiras Baruch Shem Kavod Machus HaLolam Vod after the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema that we learn from Yaakov Avinu, that the din of Amiras Baruch Shem Kavod Machus HaLolam Vod after the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema, that we learn from Yaakov Avinu, who said it after the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema of his sons, it's the same din as the din Anias Baruch Shem Kavod Machus HaLolam Vod in the Mikdash after they would hear Hashem HaMefurish Yotze Mipi HaKohen Gadol. And both of them were coming Mishum Chalos Kiyom Shel Hashem HaMefurish Shushem Havaya. So what pshat? After you hear Shem Havaya, you must do what? You must say Baruch Shem Kavod Machus HaLolam Vod. In the Mikdash, they would hear Shem Shem HaFurish Yotzim Pi Kohen Gadol. They would say Baruch Shem. And also in Shema, like the Gra writes, the name of Ben Yonah, that is Karas Hashem in the first pasuk of Kriya Shema is Andrish. From the, it's different than the Yod has Karas Hashem in other brachas. So none of the times do you read it like it's written, because it's written Havaya and it's read Adnus. Nevertheless, there's a difference that when you're maskir Hashem in the pasuk rishon of Kriya Shema, it's not a chalos kiyum b'taras shem b'fnei atzmo of Adnus. It's b'taras kiyum shel bitu shem amufur shel shem Havaya. You're expressing the holy name of God, and that's what you learn in Psachim, that Yaakov Avinu said Baruch Shem Kavod Machus HaLolam Vod. that when you say the Shem Hashem in the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema, it's b'toras kiyum shel Shem HaMefurish. And therefore Yaakov Avinu held that it's like saying the Shem HaMefurish in the Mikdash. That's Mechayev Baruch Shein Kavod Machus Al Olam Vod. And we see this from the pasuk of Ayivaruch Hashem Kvodecha, that the din Baruch Hashem Kvod Machus Al Olam Vod is not totally dafka and askaris Hashem HaMefurish before. Even if you say a lashon of adnus, but the mechuvin, what you intend is as an expression of Shem Havaya, that is also included in the din askaris Hashem HaMefurish. That's mechayiv Baruch Hashem Kvod Machus Al Olam Vod. In other words, it's gevaldik that we established that there are two ways to say Shem Havaya. One is to actually say it, and the other is to have that kavana that you say Shem Adnus, but you have the kavana of Shem Havaya, and both are mechayev Baruch Shem Kvod Machusel Olam Vado. Azoy, when we say the first pasuk of Shema, when Yaakov's son said the first pasuk of Shema, that's mechayev a Baruch Shem Kvod Machusel Olam Vado. So this Baruch Shem Kavod Machus Al Olam Vod is that when you hear the Shem HaMefurish both in the Beis HaMikdash and we say Shema, you have to say Baruch Shem Kavod Machus Al Olam Vod. And that's the makor of Rabbeinu Yonah and the Gra, that there's a chiluk between the Shem Havaya and Shema and elsewhere. With Shem Havaya elsewhere, when you say Havaya elsewhere, it's not Havaya, it's Adnus. You're pronouncing it Adnus. So it's not Havaya. But in the Beis HaMikdash, it's different. In the Beis HaMikdash, it's Mamish Havaya. That's the Kavana for the Shem. The Kavana is Havaya. Because it's a Kiyum of Havaya. Like we said before, there are two ways of understanding this Zeh Shemi and Zeh Zichri. So one is that it's written Havaya and it's read Adnus, but the Kiyum is a Kiyum of Adnus. Your Yotzei, it's not a Kiyum of Havaya, but it's Gzeres HaKosev that when you read Havaya with Adnus, your Yotzei. That's normally. But then when it comes to Shema, no, there it's a Kiyum of Havaya. And that if it's a Kiyum of Havaya, that's Mechayev, a Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Al Olam Vod. We say Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Al Olam Vod. That is his Shem Kavod. It has to be the Shem HaMefurish. Vayivarchu Shem Kvodecha. That there has to be a kiyum of the Shem HaKavod. If you say that Baruch Shem Kavod is also Shaykh in the Shem of Adnus, then why is the Gemara in Tainis Machalik between Mikdash and Gvulin? Pasuk says Vayivarchu Shem Kvodecha. So what's the difference between Mikdash and Gvulin? In both cases we established they're saying Shem Adnus. The answer is no. In Gvulin it's a Kiyum of Adnus. In the Beis HaMikdash it's a Kiyum of Havaya. So we understand now beautifully that the Iker Din Amiris Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Al Olam Vod after the first pasuk of Kriya Shema is like as we see from the Gra. You say Baruch Shem after saying Shem Havaya. And now we can understand, and that's what happened when you said the first pasuk of Shema. Now we can understand the Magen Avram in the name of the Levush, who says that if you don't say Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Al Olam Vod, or even if you say it, you didn't have proper kavana, machzir enos, and so is Mashma, Divrei Rabbeinu Yehuda HaChassid, Tur Simin Mem Vav, and the Ramah. What's pshat that Baruch Shem is ma'akev? Not even in the Torah. The answer is it's a greyusa And the Guf HaKriya, the Pasuk Rishon. It eliminates the proper reading of the first Pasuk. Because like we saw in the first segment, it's the first Pasuk is just Sipur Dvarim Ba'alma, like the Pasukim say. And we said, why is the first Pasuk without Baruch Shem Sipur Dvarim Ba'alma? Let him have the proper kavana that he's that it's not Sipur Dvarim and it's not Sipur Dvarim. But the answer is no. That since in the din of Kabbal Samachos Shemayim in the Pasuk Rishon, you have to have kavana Shem HaMefurish of Shem Havaya. This Shem HaMefurish of Shem Havaya is only Nishlam by Amiras Baruch Shem Kavod Machos Olamba, that you're Megala Das, that you were saying the first Pasuk, B'taras Chalos Kiyom Shel Shem Havaya. It's not enough that you have kavana that you're being Yotze, but by saying Baruch Shem, you're establishing as an absolute that your kavana was for Shem Havaya. Too bad that most people are saying Baruch Shem and don't know this Lamdas. But now that you know the Lamdas, you can have that Kavana. That I'm saying this Baruch Shem out to give that first Pasuk its proper stature of being a Shem Havaya. That's the proper Kabbal Samachal Shemayim. And if a person isn't saying Baruch Shem or he doesn't have the proper Kavana, he's Mamish not Yotzei Shema. Because the Baruch Shem is Mashlam the Shema. That's the proper Kabbal Samachal Shemayim. Because Kabbal Samachal Shemayim has to be the Shem Havah with the Shem Havaya. It has to be with the Shem HaMefurish. So it's not a Din B'fnei Atzmo in Baruch Shem, but it's a Tanai in the Pasuk of Shema. So it's included in the Kavan of Pasuk Rishon, that Kavan is Ma'akev. So this shir was B'siyata D'Shemaya Hafle B'fele Pile Plos, and we should all be Zoche. L'lmodu L'lamed L'shmur V'lasus U'l'chaim is called Divrei Samu Tarasa B'yahava. Amen, via amen, shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved.